Today's daf is daf Chof Dalet. We're in the middle of the question that we asked yesterday. Is the Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov statement that extends the concept of Nidrei Zeruzin even to cases such as if somebody's been Mezarez as Chavero, where the context seems to indicate that he's only encouraging a behavior but he doesn't mean it, is that the same as a negotiating process, which is the case in the opening Mishnah, where we understand that that is what can only be meant by such words, unless people absolutely insist that they mean it literally. It's part of a negotiating process. It's something of an extension. He might have meant it literally. So we wanted to know whether the Rabbanan argued with Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, and furthermore wanted to know if there is a machloket, would that machloket actually, would we paskin like the Rabbim, or would we still paskin like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov? Now yesterday, it's important to review this because today we're going to be bringing up the same issue again. Yesterday we found a neder in which somebody says, look, you know, if you're not going to be nene from me, you're not going to accept this gift from me, and he's talking about a major gift, you know, to give a kur, a chitin, that's a serious kind of thing. So in that case, the neder, we came out saying that al-libir of Eliezer ben Yaakov, that would actually be a neder, because a person can say, I'm not a dog, but I should constantly be neder from you, and you refuse to be neder from me. So that's the lav kalba ana. And we'll see that there's two ways to understand the specific case of lav kalba ana. But today let's continue on and we'll go back to it, because we have a similar case in the inverse. And we're up to now the words tashma, a line down from under, one third of the way down. Tashma. Omer l'chaveiro, konim shata nenet li, imi ata noten livni kur shochit mishtecha v'yot shayayim. You know, I'm tired of your hanging out here and eating all the time. If you want to give a gift to my son of a kur shachitim or shtecha v'yot shayayin, you know, then fine. But certainly, you know, we can't keep going on like this. So Rabbi Meir Omer, asurachi yitem, until he actually gives that gift, he wouldn't be allowed to be nene from the guy. V'chachomim omrim, av ze yachol la'atir et idrosh lo pichachan. Even in this case, the man can say, yachol omar hareini ki'ilu hitkabalti. It's in my eyes as if I was already mekabel this thing. Now, there's a question, how can we say such a thing? So, first of all, the question is, do the children here, don't they have to agree that it's gilit kabalu and gilit kabalti? So the Ran says we're talking about over here where the children were smuchim al shulchan avihem, and it was all really up to him. I mean, he's the one that's paying for their upkeep anyway. The question over here is, how far would we extend this? Could we say, let's say a person says not to do something, you know, or don't go visit my parents. You get my father upset every time you're there. So could we say, ki'ilu shelo halachta, if the guy did go? That, of course, we couldn't say. However, brings the round, there are others who say that the whole point over here is that it's really irrelevant what the guy wants to the person that's being asked with the matter. It's just the fact that this is what he wants. In other words, you do my will. That's what I'm saying. If you can't do what I'm asking you, then I want this to be awesome. In any such case, a guy could say, well, right now, that's why, well, I don't really care anymore. I'm mad at my dad, too. Let him get angry. Who cares? Whatever the case is. So even in a case in which it would be a bittul of a maisa that was done, perhaps, says the Ran, there are those who say that even that you could say, ha-reze ki'ilu shelo halachta, because all that we're talking about. See, if you're talking about giving something, there it's easy to say, why have to say, how do you give it to it? Because you're going to just hand it back to him. So what's the point of playing games? Okay, give it to me. Okay, fine, here it is back. So we have to go through the physical motion. I'm saying, okay, good. It's as if I got it already and gave it back to you. That's all. Why bother doing it physically? But if it's something over here, I can't undo an action that was done. So there's two very different ways of looking at this whole issue. In any event, so says Rabbi Meir, you can say it. Now, you see, the time of the Omar, Hareiniki, Iluit Kabalti. The only reason that this netter would not be a binding netter is because we have this way out. That the person could say, look, ultimately I'll view it as if I already got the money. But if it wouldn't be for that, Allah Vachim, we wouldn't say that it's a Nidre Zeruzin. It's a real netter. It's a money. If you're talking about a little bit of Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, but Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov says that in any case when I'm trying to encourage somebody to do something, I don't really mean to aser him b'ano. I'm saying, this is what I'd like you to do. So according to him, we'd be Nidrei Zeruzin. Why do you have to come on to this for Arini Kilut Kabalti without that? It's not a matter. Elalav Rabbanan. So therefore, it's got to be going a little bit of Rabbanan. They're arguing on Rebbe Eliezer, and indeed they're saying, Ubligan, that in such cases it's not Nidrei Zeruzin, And you need to find a way out of that netter by saying a real kiyulu. Says Gemara Lo, the Yolam Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. In this case, Moda Rabbi Eliezer behind you, that it, behind the Nidra Havi. In this case, it is a netter. Mishun Da Amalei, just like yesterday, you could say Lav Kalbana. Today, you could say Lav Malkana. What do you think I am over here? I'm royalty. I could afford to support the whole world. That you're constantly hanging out of my house and eating my food, and I never get any anot from you. I can't afford the manina lechav atla manina li. So therefore, we can no longer go on like this. Either you're going to start being a little bit mutual about this relationship, or I don't want you to hang around here anymore. So in this case, indeed, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov may himself agree that the netter needs to be found a way out, gilit kabalt. So we still have no raya whether there's a machloket. It could be that both of these cases, lav kalba ana, v'lav malka ana, would both be nedarim, even a Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Omar leimar kishisha bereid Rav Chisda Rav Ashi tashma. How about this as a raya? Later on, when we come to explain the other cases, we had four cases so far. We've only been dealing with nidrei zirusin. Later on, we're going to explain nidrei onasi. Now, what would be nidrei onasi? Nidrei onasi would be hidirocha veroshi okalatzlo. His friend makes a netter that he has to eat by. V'chalo hu ochalo v'no, and he gets sick, or he had to take his child to the emergency room. Oshakavon nahar, or there was a plane strike. But whatever it is, then that's nidrei onasim, and it's all mut. But in other words, if it wouldn't be for that issue, that there was a plane strike, so then it would have been a netter. But why would it have been a netter? I mean, but who's this going according to? If it's going according to Ezra and Yaakov, any netter that's made to encourage a person to eat by you is called nidrei zirusin. So how can we use this example of nidrei onasim and say, but wouldn't be for the onus, it would be a netter, it's zirusin rabbi anyway. Ela lav Rabbanan. Well, we've got to come to the conclusion this is going according to Rabbanan and pleading. They actually do argue in Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, which is the solution to what we're looking for. Says we're not necessarily your job, but to conclusions. It doesn't say here who the subject was and who the object of the netter was, right? So you took for granted that it's one of these cases, like we always had, where the one who's doing the inviting is telling the guy, look, I really want you to come. If you don't come, I'm going to have serious consequences. Okay? So you thought that's the case. Mi sabadi. Is that what you thought? The adri mezamna lezamina, that the inviter is making now an eder, that the invitee is going to be now a matzav v'yisra anov, he doesn't show up. No, that's not the case. Lo, dezamina adri lemezamna. That's what happened over here is like this. The guy asked to be invited for a meal. So he said to him, mezamna adri lesudatecha, will you invite me to your meal? I'm like, sure, why not? You're ready to make this? I'm telling you, if you don't invite me, man. Vinada. And then he did make a netter. Then, there it's a reyelu nidre onesi. So over there in that case, where it's not that I'm making a netter to encourage behavior, this guy's trying to lock in his invitation with the other guy making a netter. Over there in Akinami, Rabbi ben Yaakov is made. If it wouldn't be for the plane strike, it would be a perfectly good netter. So we still have no right. Okay, how about this case? Tashma. Yeter al kain amar Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov haomer lecha veiro konim shani nene lecha im I ata mitareach etzli. Let me just interrupt one. So in this case, we say, So Tashma, let's start that again. Tashma. Yeter al kain amar Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Beyond what we're saying, beyond what, and here we need to go back to what we said before about the lach kalba ana. In other words, in this case, up until this case, we don't have a lav kalba ana. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said his case, a guy who says, look, if you don't come eat to me, you know, I'm good. That's nidrei zirusin. But how about in this case, where there is a tzad to say lav kalba ana? Nonetheless, says Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, ha'omer lecha v'ro konim shani ne'ne lecha, v'ni atam v'tareach etzli. Look, I'm not going to eat by you. If you don't agree to have a meal by me, v'tochali mi pat chama, v'tishtei mekos chamina, I just want a little piece of cake. I'll give you a piece of cake and a cup of tea. Now I want you to accept that from me, and if not, I'm not eating by you anymore. So in that case, these are called nidrei zirusin, and he's trying to encourage the guy. Why is it called yeter al kein? Licha ora, it's called yeter al kein. Because in this case, we could say, what do you mean? The guy is saying, lav kalvana. I'm supposed to keep eating by you, and you won't even have a cup of tea in my house? So therefore comes along now Rabbi Eliezer to say, Afal Pi Kain, it's called Nidrei Zirusin. Now, if that's the Pirish, then obviously we have now changed our mind about the previous case, right? Because in the previous case, yesterday's closing case, we said that when the guy says that such a lashon, that if you're not going to accept this gift from me, I don't want to be neder from you anymore. So we said over there that there, even Rabbi Eliezer is meida, that that's a serious neder, because in that case, it's a lav kalvana. I can't take it. You keep giving me gifts. You refuse to accept the gift from me. We now see that Yetzer HaKen Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is ready to say even in such a case. V'lo hodulo chachamim. It says beferish that chachamim disagreed. However, now according to this, it means we'd have to be doch the case before and say that even there, indeed, it's a machlok to Rabbi Eliezer ben Chacham. However, there is another pirish to the lav kalvana case yesterday. And that is that the only reason that we're saying it's a lav kalba on that situation is because of the fact that it's talking over there about a major gift. Right? Kur shel chitim, shtei chaviyot shel yayin. That is a major expensive gift that I'm insisting that you take. Obviously, in context, if the guy is making a neder that you've got to take something like that from me, it's got to be that he has a long history of being nana from the other guy. And he's trying to repay him in some serious fashion. Masha'inkein, in a case like this, where you're talking about a cup of tea and a piece of cake, it's unreasonable to say that it's because he's had so much anoa that the other guy has to have anoa from him, and so on. Therefore, this has nothing to do with the case of lav kalbana before. Lav kalbana is where you talk about serious gifts, not gentle social interactions in which it often happens. Somebody invites somebody else in, he doesn't get a chance to pay him back there. Grace of Gedula. But over here, the issue is, because of the diuk, bishlam, if the guy says, he won't eat by me. And he says, I want you to have a piece of cake and a cup of tea. So in that case, it means that he's getting angry. He's getting upset at this guy's behavior. He really means it. What do you mean you won't have even a cup of tea, for heaven's sakes? Stop being so hoity-toity. So over there, maybe he would indeed mean it. Kamash Malan says, well, even in such a case where he's getting down to the petty details, it's also just nidre zigruza. But according to that, we still stick with our previous assertion that Rabbi Eliezer would take a lav kalba on our neder very seriously, but the only reason we assume it's a lav kalbana situation is because we're talking about serious money and not just a social interaction. Okay, you can obviously see why even in social interactions a person would say lav kalbana. Social interactions can't be one way. But in any event, we have two approaches to this sugya. Is the chiddush that we were wrong about lav kalbana, or is the chiddush that Rabbi Eliezer is willing to extend nidrei zeruzin even to nedarim that seem to be very pettily detailed? But in any event, does it say v'loho dulo chachamim? It does. And do we not assume my loho dulo chachamim? Do we not assume lav dafilo b'kamaita? When the chachamim say we disagree, I mean, apparently they disagree on the whole darn thing. In other words, what you're saying, that we should include nidre in nidre zirusi, even a darim where a person is addressing somebody else's behavior, and not just a negotiating stance, which was the case given in the original mission. But to that, the Rabbanan say, we don't agree. That already, where there's a tzad to say a person really means what he's saying. Why should we call that? Nidrei zeruzin. But he's going to tell me that it's a given, like the mission says, that when one says two and one says four, each means three. What's the given? Maybe the guy really means it. In other words, we don't take for granted that the circumstances imply it's nidrei zeruzin, unless this is literally what the words are meant to me in those circumstances, you see. And if that's the case, Shemamina, plead Rabbanan, Shemamina. That would prove that indeed the Rabbanan argue, and that's the bottom line. Into which the Gemara says, my Havela, so where would the halacha be? Because that's what we asked earlier. E plead Rabbanan, halacha Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov or not? So now we're asking, and what about that? Shema, the Omer of Una, halacha Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, the chen Omer of Ada bar Ahava, halacha Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Amazing how we got used to that name, huh? Imagine what they would do to Kalbach follower who called his son Ahava. I mean, it's just unbelievable. But in any event, you know, if it's in a Gemara, it's okay. That's the day they'd have you arrested. They'd call your boy love. In any event, amazing. But in any event, we see that in the scribble as Yaakov. Now, this is our gear. So the Ran has another gear set in which, and there's a number of things wrong with this gear set. First of all, usually when you introduce an assumption, my loho du chachamim, lav akulu, you expect to hear, no, not akulu, just on the last piece, right? Because why should we necessarily come shmami? No, we should come to conclusion. On the assumption it means on the whole thing, when we know that there's a yetra kain, If he's saying Yetzer HaKein, then it makes perfectly good sense to say Lo Dulo Chachamim on the Yetzer HaKein, but that they agree with the earlier parts. So in Achinami, the Ron's gear says Lo Abatraita. It's not going on the whole thing, it's only going on this last piece, the extension of Nidrei Zeruzin, even into cases where indeed there is this Yetzer HaKein. Either that it's a Lach Talva on our Yetzer HaKein, or that it's a pedantic, the pettiness of the netter is Lo Yetzer HaKein. In which case, and the other thing that was wrong, which also is addressed by the Ron's Girsa, is the my Havi Allah usually means when something has been left up in the air, so what's the bottom line? The way we were learning it according to our Girsa is it's a separate question. We've now determined that they argue. Halacha Keman, so why are we saying my Havi Allah when you mean Halacha Keman? That's a strange way. Well, because there were two parts to the original question, you didn't address the second part. I didn't even start addressing the second part. We're saying my Havi Allah. My Havi Allah usually comes at the end of a long discussion where something is unresolved. We didn't even begin discussing the second question, Halacha Keman, right? Therefore, the Ron's Girsa is indeed my Havi Allah based on the fact that now the whole thing is left up in the air. But then how do you explain the fact that we don't prove anything about what was left up in the air? Well, that's not true. We do. Because when we say Halacha Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, we're obviously saying that the Chachamim argue on Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, right? but the question is, do they argue in the first cases or do they argue in the last cases? And that is still left up in the air. Says the Ron, it's not left up in the air. Because initially, the question wasn't the theoretical issue of whether the Rabbanan argue or not. The question was all one question. If they argue, would we worry about Halakha Karabim? That's the question. Since you just said Halakha Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, frankly, I don't care. If they argue in that case, and you said Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov in that case. If they argue only in the latter case, I'll look at Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov in the latter case. Why would we be worrying, banging our head against the wall as to whether they argue or not when we know that this is a din, I'll look at Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov? Okay? That's the way the Ron himself understands the Lashon of the Gemara. Those who don't like this case would have to say that they knew that when they said I'll look at Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, he knew that they were arguing even Akamai. Whatever. Okay. Since I don't think any of that is necessary. The two questions were linked questions. All right, very good. Now, Lemaisa points out the Ron, we still are left with the question of whether Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, now that I look like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, we're left with the question of whether Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov extends Nidrei Zeruzin even to cases of Lav Malka Anah. Because we had Lav Kalba Anah. Lav Malka Anah stands. If a guy is saying, you know, you keep snoring off of me, and you never give back anything. I want you to give something to my children. What am I supporting you for? That, we say, even Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds, that's a serious issue. That's like the girls' seminaries, you know. The girls' seminaries, where the girls keep calling up every Shabbos for the, you know, you tell the seminary, you know, how about you in exchange, you know, you give something to us. We've been supporting your students for the past 10 years, you know.
Thank you.
You know, it's an amazing situation there. It's great. Somebody's making a heck of a lot of money.
Yeah, they're getting paid.
Getting paid unbelievable, and they don't even support the students on Shabbos. In any event, so the Lav Malkana, that stands. Now, the question is, what about the Lav Kalbana? So that depends on the Tula Shonat. If Lav Kalbana is only talking about major gifts, so then it stands still, because we haven't had Karata based on today's Gemara. But if Lav Kalbana is in any case where relationship is not mutual, for the other person's willingness to accept even on a gentle social interaction, so then Ein Achinami Rabbi Eliezer would be made in that case that it's also a Lav Kalbana. Okay. Okay, he brings that it's Mashpa from the Ramban, that we stick with the Lav Kalbana. There's a difference between the two cases. But this is gentle, and there's such a thing we don't call that a Lav Kalbana case. I'm afraid that you're still on. Look, Honey says that it would be a good idea for us to we need to set it up in advance to go to Sabra Josh's. He wasn't up to it yet. Okay. No. Then we'll wait. Yeah, so go ahead.
She.
Nidrei Havai. Okay, so next case, so we had Nidrei Zeruzin, we've explained. What are Nidrei Havai exactly? Well, Omar Kone Mimlora Iti Bederach Azeka Ole Mitzrayim. The guy says, that all these, my payers should be also on me, or my property, whatever it is he's answering. If I didn't see along this highway such a crowd, it was calling it's right. Or, Im lo ra'iti nachash kikorat beit habad. Now, the Gemara is going to come out that a nachash kikorat beit habad is not talking about the size of the nachash, which is not necessarily derech guzma. But, yeah, what it is talking about is the markings on the nachash's back. Not markings, but rather indentations. So even though that you have a rattlesnake where you've got rattles on the back, or you've got snakes where on their neck they have coils and various devices to fend off predators and so on, you don't have nechashim ever that have along their mid-back those kind of devices. And this guy is claiming that he saw a rattlesnake that was it had its rattles all the way up to its head. You know, okay. So he's talking about something that cannot be. So the truth is, these two examples are not the same at all. There's a nidrei havaya in the one sense in which people generally speak in exaggerations. Oh man, there were people there like Eilei Mitzrayim.
Millions of people.
Okay, which obviously everybody knows. Millions of people mean there were like 500 people. It was very crowded, depending on the, or it works in the inverse. If the police say there were 10,000 people, you know for sure there were 100,000 people. Depends who's running the show, yeah. So the other case, however, is where a person is talking about something which we know isn't. But it's a given that it isn't. So in that case, look, if the guy really wanted to answer himself, what does he have to say? If I didn't see this, I mean, he could have just said, I mean, he's going to make a condition where the condition is by definition fulfilled. You know, you did not see such a thing because such a thing doesn't exist. So Mamela, he can't possibly mean that he wants to accept the netter. So what is he really saying? He's trying to say something to drive people crazy. But no, I'm like, oh, unbelievable. So okay, it's like the guy who swears he's got a perpetual motion machine. You know, he's trying to be mafli the people that he's speaking to. Now we'll see that the fact that it's two different types of nidrei havai is going to be very nogea how we're mafarish the sugya here. Tana, and there's two girsaot and two very different approaches to this coming sugya. So Tana, nidrei havai mutarim, shvuot havai asurim. What do we mean when we make a shvua havai? Now, there's another girsa that has exactly the opposite girsa, which is that kishem shenidrei havai mutarim kach shvuot havai mutarot. And that is the girsa of the Ran, okay? The exact opposite girsa of ours. If we learn our girsa, so then we understand that we're dealing with two different worlds. Why? Because when it comes to a shvua is, first of all, more chamur than a neder, because of the use of the Shem Hashem and the Lo Yinak Hashem and so on. But also, there's another very serious issue. If you make a shvua that means nothing, so it's a shvua shav. A shvua shav is a separate iser. It's not a shvua sheker, but you're chayiv separately on a shvua shav than a shvua sheker. That concept doesn't exist with a neder. So when you're going to talk about a neder, you're talking about one thing. You're talking about a shvua. You're talking about a thoroughly different thing. Now, the question is, if that's the case, perhaps, indeed, you prefer that the shvua should be chal, because that way it's not a shvua shav. In other words, if what you're really trying to say is, I saw something, which is impossible, even though we all know that you didn't, and therefore it's not sheker, but it would be shav, and you would be chayim malchus on a shvua shav. So perhaps what you're really trying to say is, even though it's a weird way to make a shvua, is that you really are hassering the parents of the world, shvua, that I will ask the parents of the world on, rather than to get involved in the Yisr Shvua Shav. Okay. The other way of reading it is, as the Ran reads it over here, kach shvua tavai mutarot, meaning not that the shvua per se is okay, and you did an okay thing, but rather that your intent was not to hassar the perot. So that if you hassar perot with a shvua, the perot do not become asur. This is the Ran's girsa. So now, heichidami shvuot havai, what do we mean when we say shvuot havai? So imaim adiyomar shvu'aim lo ra'iti b'derech hazeh. The guy says, well, I swear, if I didn't see on this road, ke'olei Mitzrayim, you swear what? What are you saying? Midam ka'ama, you didn't say anything. See, when you say konim, you're answering yourself, bekonim. But if you're saying shvua, you have to explain what the shvua is. You're not saying a shvua that I did see, you're saying a shvua something. What's the shvua something? Omar Abaya, no, it's talking about that he said, not shvua that something should be awesome. He's talking about Shvu'ah, Shra'it. He's going straight out and saying that what the Mishnah actually means is that Shvu'ot Havai are mutarot in terms of the actual Shvu'ah. Remember, according to the Ran, it says Kach Shvu'ot Havai are mutarot. Why? Because you can't say over here that when a person is exaggerating, that that's a Shvu'ah Shav. Because the meaning of the words, oh, there were a million people. The meaning of those words is there were a lot of people. So the Shvu'ah is a perfectly valid Shvu'ah. Yeah, and it doesn't mean anything different. If, however, the guy would say a Shvu'ah that I saw one of the aliens that was chasing our president, then we would say that's actually a Shvu'ah Shav. Nobody believes it. Well, nowadays, you're right, nowadays everybody would believe it. Yeah. No, something more, let's say he would say that someone is in the government who's not a clown. I can never resist these political guys. Right, so that's not possible. That is something that's not possible. That couldn't be that Abaye is saying is mutarot. That would certainly be an Isser Shvu'ah Shav. In which case, Abaye would learn that the Kach Shvu'ot mutarot doesn't mean every type of Havai that's mentioned in the Mishnah the way a Neder is Havai. Two cases. Either that it's gross exaggeration and taken as such, or that it's impossible and known as such. That can't be true about a Shvu'ah, because in that case it would be clearly a Shvu'ah Shav, and there you would be Chayim. What Abaye is saying is just as there are Nidrei Havai that are Mutarot, so too there are Shvu'ot Havai of the type of exaggeration. They too are Mutarot, and you might think, look, I mean, maybe a person is Shvu'ah, at the top, the guy's ready to make a Shvu'ah. Lashon Shvu'ah, an exaggeration. Ah, it's too chomer, he must literally mean what he means. Kamashma, no. He doesn't mean what he means. And you don't get Malkus, and so on. To which Rava says, first of all, I mean, im kein lamali lamima. If you're holding that it's a guzma, so it's a guzma. I mean, why, then it's the truth. Then it's not, why would I think it's osir? Obviously it's mutter. Furthermore, va'od, duum yedin eder katani. Does it not say, kishem, in the same way that nidrei havai are mutarim, so too are shvuas havai mutarot? But that's not true, because you're saying only in one of two cases, Shvu'ot Havai or Mutarot. And actually, the Mishnah is talking about only one case. The Brayta is talking about only one case, according to you. One of the two cases. The case of Guzma. Okay, this is all necessary. It's a little bit fetchy, but it's all necessary, according to the Ran. So again, Girsa, if we have the Ran's Girsa, which is not our Girsa, if we have the Ran's Girsa, but in the same way that Nidrei Havai Mutarim, so too are Shvu'ot Havai Mutarim, then we come to explain what do we mean by Shvu'ot Havai. Says Abaye, by Shvu'ot Havai we mean only the exaggeration type Havai, and the Chiddush is only that a person is ready to speak in exaggerating terms, even though he's making a Shvu'ah, and it's meant to be understood as a gross exaggeration, to which Rava responds, okay, that's all very nice on half of the Mishnah, but the Mishnah speaks also of making a neder on something that's an impossibility. And how could you say a Shvu'ah on something that's an impossibility is mutarot? It certainly is not, because Nochash Kibet Abad is definitely going to be basically a Shvu'ah Shav. How could it be mutarot? The way you're learning, it's talking about the heter to make such a Shvu'ah. We're not talking about anything being usher. Therefore, says Rava, I say, when it's referring to the case that is similar to neder, it has to be talking about a Shvu'ah that ushers yourself on things, the way a neder asks yourself on things. And what the Mishnah is referring to is not whether it's mutter to make such a shvuah, but whether the perot become osir due to such a shvuah, which is really the issue about the neder. As far as whether the shvuah is going to be mechayev, that's a completely different issue. Therefore, it says, Rava Elam, Rava Leolam, the Amar Shvuah, Imr Lo Ra'iti. Now, here we have to insert the continued gears of the Ran, which I don't know if you have. Do you have Lav? Can you find it in your Gemara? Lav Amar Rav Amram Amarav Yomru Perot Olam Alayim Enam Shobet HaMelech? You don't have that anywhere? Okay, there is a sugya later about a case where a person is being robbed by the Internal Revenue Service, who has come to collect his taxes, and they find a bunch of cocaine in his backyard. And he says, no, this doesn't belong to me at all. I'm keeping this for the police department. And he makes a shvuah to usher everything on himself if that's not true. So Rav Amram says that's also included. And basically, obviously the guy doesn't really mean that, right? So didn't Rav Amram say that under those circumstances, that would not be considered to be a real shvua, and we wouldn't say that all perot in the world should be usher on him if he says that, because it's clear he didn't mean that. He's trying to stay out of jail. So over here also should be exactly the same thing, that's what he meant. And therefore the perot will not be usher on him. The question of whether he's lying or not, whether he's making a shvua shav, that's not what we're talking about over here. Okay, this is the way the Ranzgir goes through the Gemara, includes Rav Amram, and it's talking about, therefore says Rava, the case is that it's Shvu'ah of Asring and Loraiti, the same way that Rav Amram was talking about. It's going on all of the cases, even on a case where it's an impossibility. The Korah Beit Abad does not Asr me, even though it's not possible, because clearly, if he really wanted to answer, he would have just said, Shvua Shalo Ochal Kol Perot Shebolam. What does he have to talk about a Korat Beit Abad? What about Shvua Shav? No. He'll get Malkus maybe for Shvua Shav. Okay. Two separate issues.
Why do they all say the Korat Beit Abad is the shape of
it? We'll get to that later. The Gemara is going to discuss that. Let's talk. Exactly. Yeah. But we'll get to it. Let's wait. What do we have to do? But right now, we need to know that's what's meant. All right, that's the Ram's Girsa. The other Girsa, which is our Girsa, is that not Geshem, but rather just the opposite. And that Nidre Avai Mutarin, whereas Shvuot Avai, those are different. Those are Asurin. Why? Because since now Shvua is more Chomer than a Neder, so then there's a Halacha of Shvua Shav, and that people will be more Makbid. To which we ask, and what's the case? So if the case is Ilay Medorma Shvua in Lora Itibaderachase, so then you didn't say anything, because you're not answering anything. It's not a Shvua. Shvua in Lora Iti. Shvua what? That's not a Shvua Sharaiti. Comes along a buyer to say, no. It means an equivalent case. It's a Shvua that I did see. So it says Rava, so in Kain Lama Lilamema, first of all. I mean, if you say Shvua Sharaiti, so then if that's the case, then you really did say. And if not, on such a case, I mean, we understand that it's not. You're not answering anything on yourself. Furthermore, Dumya the Neder Katani. What's the case of a Neder? That you're trying to establish what you said if you're trying to answer Perot Olam Alecha. To say Shvua Shiraiti is not the case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah is wondering whether the Perot are Mutarot, not whether the Neder is Mutar, not whether the Shvua is Mutar, and you're bringing it down to the issue of whether the Shvua is Mutar, which is not Kishem at all. It has nothing to do with the Mishnah. What's the din of the Perot? Therefore, comes along Rava to say, no, of course we're dealing with the Perot. And it's talking about where he said, Yehasu Perot Olam Alay B'Shvuayim Lo Ra'iti. So even though people do generally exaggerate, but since Shvua is more Chamur, and that's the Chiddush, that in a Shvua we don't say that he means just a Lashon of exaggeration. We mean that he actually means to Asher on himself. And when he talks about something that's impossible, he means to Asher himself. I'll say him as a pretty strange way of Ashering yourself. He's a weirdo. So what's the question? But it's more reasonable to say this guy is a little bit strange than to say that he means to be mezalzel and shvua is after they cut. To make pretend about these things with the Lashon of Shvua. That's the girsa of the Rosh and of Tosfos. That's the girsa that we have. To which the Gemara asks, Amalei Rabbeinu Rav Ashi. So according to the way the Ran understands it, the question is, who's to say it's even an exaggeration? According to the Rosh and Tosfos, the question is, why is it not true? When you say that you saw Ka'ole Mitzrayim, maybe you saw an immense anthill. And there really were 600,000 ants in the anthill. And you said, man, I saw Ka'ole Mitzrayim. You didn't say you saw people Ka'ole Mitzrayim. So you saw ants.
Bacteria.
Even better. I mean, especially if this guy works all day counting, you know, blood cells. You know, it's killing me, right? So, Dilma Hai Gavra Kida de Shum Shamani Chaza. Maybe that's indeed what he saw. V'yasiklam Shema, Ole Mitzrayim, he calls them Ole Mitzrayim, Meshatako Mishtabea. In which case, it's a serious shvua, and it was meant exactly as it was said. Omar Le, so he said to him, because when a person makes a shvua, he's not speaking to himself. He's speaking to his listeners. And therefore, Ki Mishtabea Ad Atad Dan Mishtabea. He's talking to us. Va'anan lo maskina nafshin ashum shamani. What we are thinking about is not anthills. When somebody says, Ole Mitzrayim. Says, but that's not true. No, to the nafshi lo aved inish mishtabe. Are you trying to tell me that people do not make a shvua based on what they're thinking? V'atanya, is it not true that when somebody is taking a shvua in Beit Din, he has to be told as follows? Tishein mashpi'in oto. Omrim lo, havi yodea shelo atnai shebelipcha anu mashpi'im oto. Listen here, mister. You should know that when you're taking the shvua, it is not a shvua that is being defined by what's in your heart. It's ela al da'atenu ve'al da'at Beit Din. It's whatever we're thinking. You know darn well what we're thinking. And don't claim that you were actually had in mind the bone in your dog's bone that you were setting aside. So now I'm lafuki mai. I mean, is it not talking about to tell me that if the guy lafuki da'atikle lis kanduri, he brings a bunch of monopoly money and he calls these, I hereby dub the U.S. dollars. Now he comes to court and he swears that he paid the guy 500,000 U.S. dollars, meaning, of course, monopoly money, which he did once in the game of monopoly, and he left it in his house. So we're coming along to say, listen here, you should know that whatever it is you're saying is being defined by the way we understand it. Bash, but if it would be that we make that special condition in the court that a man indeed makes a shvua based on what he's thinking, not what other people are thinking. Other people aren't calling monopoly money money. If we have to nonetheless force a guy to accept the condition that we're talking about our own dot, apparently otherwise he could have his own dot in mind. No, says the Gemara, it's not coming to talk about a case of monopoly money. It's talking about the famous case of the Kanya to Rava. The king, Rava's king case. What was the famous Rava's king case? There's a guy owed another fellow money. Also the Kanya to Rava. So they come to Rava, he shows him the contract. So he tells the borrower, pay up. Now, obviously, he's talking about a case, as we'll see, a motive of incest. To pay up. So he says, I did. What do you mean? Paratich, I paid you. Says Rava, okay, so go swear that you paid him. Zil ishtavale the paratich, because it was a motive of incest case. So Ozil, the guy goes home. The Aitik Kanya, he takes a cane, which he hollows out, and he fills it up with coin. And so now it's filled with Zuzah. He comes hobbling into court, claiming that he sprained his ankle. And he now is ready to take the shvua. Hands the loaf of the cane. Says, could you hold this for a moment while I put my hand on the Bible? And he says to the guy, and he swears, Savim istamek v'yazo v'yati alayla beidina. He's leaning on this cane full of money. And he tells the lender, do me a favor, nekot haikina v'yatcha, hold my cane for a moment. Nasav sefer Torah. They bring a sefer Torah. Vishtova, and he swears that he's given him, the Ron says it can't be that he was parat, because he didn't pay him, because it wasn't the Torah your own. The lashon should be correctly, is the ahivet lafzuzi. I gave you all the money I got. Kol ha'davar le'yodei. Now, the malva gets so angry. He says, you filthy liar! He takes the cane and busts it over, and the money scatters all over the place. So now it was clear what happened. So if that's the case, they made a takana in order to avoid these kind of things, but that wasn't what you had in mind. It's what was real. So that when we want to understand what you're saying is you gave the money to him, it doesn't mean you gave it to him by asking him to hold your cane. That's what it means, but not that it should be defined by what's in your mind. So over there, it was nothing safer. Teravish tabada pare, or not the pare, but the marsha biyadei koma da havile. And humava ragaz, he got so angry. Torah lokani, butts the cane vishtabach and his uziliara, vishtakach the kush the ishtabah. It turns out that he was swearing the truth. So this is classical Jewish swearing. And, okay, we'll continue the next case tomorrow. Toshma. Haomelech avirokonim shatananet liimiatanotin levini, kur shalchiti vishtecha viyotcho yayin, Rabbi Meir omer asur achiyatain, vachachamim omim avzeya chola atirat gidosh lo apichacham. Shiachol omar lo hareini ki ilu hit kabalti. So time of the Yom Harinu ki ilu hit kabalti. Allah v'achi nederu. Mani? I rabbi Yehazi ben Yaakov. I rabbi Yehazi ben El olav rabbonu nu plige. Lo. V'yolam rabbi Yehazi ben Yaakov. Umode rabbi Yehazi ben Yaakov. B'hai nidra avim. Why? Mishum di omar leila malka. No adam nir. De mahanina lecha. V'ata lo no anina li. Omar leimar kishisha b'rei rukis turavashi. I got a raya for you. Toshma. Nidra yonesim. He dirocha v'rosh yochalat zlo v'chala o chala b'no o shekavon nahar. But you see that olav achi, it would have been a neder. So who's it going like? Mani, irev lez ben Yaakov. anyway would be nidre zirusim even without the onus. El alav rabbonim, and you see that they're poly. No, niyolam rabbi ben Yaakov umi sabarta de adre mezamna lezamina. No, zamina adre lemezamna. The case is the omalais bizamanta li lesugatecha. Omar le sure. So then he said neder zalechem another. Then cholahu is a cholam no. Osha kavona har areyelu nidre onesim toshma yeter alkein. Omer Rezben Yaakov Omelach Aviro Konim Shanin and Elacha Imiatam et Areach et Sliva Tokalimi Patchama Vitishtein Mekos Chamin Vahala Ipit Kinegdo Afelu Nidrei Zeruzi Vlodulo Chachamim. So my love, Vlodulo Chachamim, love Afilu Akamaita. Again, the Ron Skirsi here is Lo Abat Raita, not Shmamina Pligi Rabbanan Le Shmamina. My havi Allah toshma di Amar Ravuna alakak Rabbi Yezer ben Yaakov v'chein Amar Ravada bar Ahava alakak Rabbi Yezer ben Yaakov nidrei havai Omar konim im lo raiti b'derech hazeh kol Mitzrayim u'im lo raiti nachash kikorat beit habat Tana nidrei havai mutarim shvuot havai asurim or Tana kishem she nidrei havai mutarim kach shvuot havai mutarim hechidami shvuot havai. See, like me, Omer Shvua, im lo reiti b'derech hazeh, me, I'm Kamar. Omer Abai, the Omer Shvua, shereiti. Omer Rava, first of all, I'm Ken Lamali Lameima. Furthermore, it has to be Dumya the Neder. And either it's not Dumya the Neder, depending on which gear is that, either it's not Dumya the Neder because it's not referring to both cases of the Mishnah, exaggerations and impossibilities. It's only referring to exaggerations. Or, according to Tosis's Gersa and Rosh's Gersa, it's not similar to the Mishnah because it's not talking about answering something on him. It's talking about the nature of the Shvua per se, which is not the case of the Neder. Therefore, says Rava, Ela Amar Rava, Ba'omer Yeasru Perot Ha'olam Ha'alai B'Shvua, Im Lo Ra'iti B'Derech HaZeh Kol HaMitzrayim. Omer Le'Ravina Le'Rashi. So, maybe he did. Who should even say that it's an exaggeration? Because when a person takes a shvuot mishtabea, a daita di dan mishtabea, anano maskina nafshe nashum shemani. Why, that's not true. But a daita di nafshe lo abin ish mishtabea. Votanya, tishem mashbino do in court, so then omrim lo abi yodea, to monopoly money, this kandure, which are like chips. Without that, no, not necessarily. It could be lafuke mikani de rova. The ugamen avi must be chavri zuze. Ata lekami de rova. Omele lelove zil pora li omele parativ. Omele rove in ten zil shtabe ali de parate. Oze vayate kanya, vyob zuze begave, vabiko bistanek vyoze vyote ale le vedina. Omele lamal vnekota kanya vyotcha. Nosav sefer Torah vishtava, de pai or de masra vyote komadavi le vyote. So ahu mal vragaz, vitapra lo kanya, ishtapach anezuze vyara, vishtakach de kushta ishtava.